Let's recap. MidPlains committed to College Board of Governors meeting for the month of August. Already crazy to think. MidPlains committed to College President Mr. Ryan Purdy. How you doing, Ryan?
Great. How are you?
I'm doing great. Doing good. Here we are. Another school year off and running at all the campuses. Classes are going, aren't they?
Yeah, we're in day four, so all is good.
That's terrific. You bet. It's going to be a big year. I know we talked to Kelly last week, and they got a lot of things going on here at the MCC, North Platte Community College. Welcome back events. Sports are already going full go, aren't they?
They really are, yeah. So with North Platte moving to Division I this year, so North Platte's going to host the tournament this weekend. McCook will be up here, and then I think we're down there the week following or a couple weeks following. And so going to have some great opportunities to see both North Platte and McCook in action locally here soon. And so North Platte obviously is going to really benefit from Division I because they're going to see more of those Division I schools coming for games here. So their home schedule will expand tremendously. But we're excited about the return of volleyball. McCook had a fantastic season last year, and we expect, obviously, and I think Coach would expect the same this year. And Alexa, I think it's just going to be a transition year from D2 to D1, but I think they're pretty excited about the squad they have together. So here we go. We're running. But rodeo will also be kicking off here soon. The golf teams will have a couple tournaments this fall as well. You'll see softball, baseball having some fall schedules. So every sport that we have will do something in the fall. So it's going to be exciting to see and provide opportunities for students to get actively engaged.
You bet. It's going to be fun to watch. That's for sure over the next couple of months. Let's get to the agenda from last night. We'll start first with open forum last night.
Yeah, we did. So we had both Jackson and Vernon, our two new trustees, were on the docket last night. So Jackson, as you know, is a born and raised McCookite, so excited to have him on there. He came to several board meetings last spring after he was elected as a student senate president. And then Vernon, Sacramento, California, transplant to Sydney during COVID and has stuck around, and so now second-year student. Both of them want to get an education. Jackson's looking for the biology route. Vernon's looking more history route. So glad to have him on campus, but they were here to report kind of things that had happened since students started to come back for new student orientation on Friday through the first 2 to 3 days of activities on campus. So again, trying to keep students engaged, help them kind of find where their social pockets are going to be so they can find that escape when they're not in class and have a chance to succeed. So glad to have both of them on the board. I think they're both going to provide great input and represent students well.
Also, you had a representative talking more on what a faculty senate, is that right?
So we've been working with faculty. We've had discussions for probably a couple of years. And so this past spring, we kind of made it more of a formal arrangement. So they're working on some ideas and then just, again, trying to engage and collaborate with faculty on ideas on how we can make the college better and how we can grow programs. And so really just valuing their input and their collaboration. So we're excited to have them present that to us, and we'll finalize that probably more towards the middle of the fall. But conversations have been good. They've been positive, and I think we're all getting on the same page on what that what the responsibilities of the Senate will be. So excited to have them, and thank Aaron for his comments to the board. And also, he thanked Caleb Thurman, who's our director of early entry and dual enrollment. And we continue to see massive growth in that. I think we weren't sure because we went free so late in May. We didn't know if students who had maybe committed to other schools with less tuition would come back to us or not. And so we'll still evaluate that, but I know that right now we're about 30% higher in the dual credit piece than we were a year ago this fall. So we're just can't wait to see where the numbers land. But it's obviously been a pretty popular choice for high school students this year.
You also had introduction a new nurse educator up in North Platte.
Yeah, so Shanda Gronsitz, she's replacing one of our nursing faculty who left us at the end of the fall last year. And so, but Shandra is from South Dakota, and her and her husband, kind of thrill seekers, have been doing the Sandhills Off-Road Challenge for 10 to 12 years and fell in love with the Sandhills. And so they relocated Arthur, and she's making, or not Arthur, Arnold, and she's making the drive over from Arnold to teach for us. So excited to have Shandra on campus.
And then last but not least, going back to your rodeo kids and coaches, the finalists were introduced to the board last night.
Yeah, so we brought the finals. We thought about bringing the whole team, but, you know, it's early in the semester. They're trying to find their way. There's student activities on campus, and I don't know if the boardroom could hold them all. But we did have Coach Alki come in and talk to our board members and introduce the state or the national CNFR finals. And obviously Jackson Lund, bareback from Canada, was there. He's top 10, won the region. Whitney Jennings from Seneca, Ryan Shepard, North Platte, Kahiva Agostiro from Hawaii, and then Matt Miller, Brady Renner, Erickson Callaway, and then we had Trace Scarlave, the Bull Rider National title from Michigan. So, again, they're all returning. They're all our CNFR finalists. We're excited about the team. Again, I think we're 35 to 40 strong, and Alki thinks it's probably a better team than we had last year. So we're gonna go for the fences again and see if we can't get a couple more national champions to be part of the team.
You did have one of your consent items was one of your instructors is going to be retiring, I think, after the school year. Is that right?
Yes. So Mike Janacek, who's been with us for 25-plus years as our second-year automotive instructor, has decided that it's time for him to turn the chapter. So we're excited for Mike and appreciate everything he's done for us and really appreciative of us, of him giving us a full year. And so the trades are tough faculty positions to refill, and so it helps us to take our time but find the right person and recruit. You know, we might even have to recruit in some cases to find the right person to take his role. And so, again, appreciate everything Mike's done. Appreciate him giving us a full year to really work with him and figure out how we can make sure we find someone that can attempt to fill his shoes. So, it was great for him to provide us that.
Let's go down the list of action items. He had a few of those as well.
We did. So budget, as most listeners know, that the community colleges were the general fund taxes were moved to the future fund, and so paid for by state income tax and state sales tax dollars. But we do retain the 2-cent capital levy, and so that will be what the board will review here in September on the 24th, is to retain that 2-cent capital levy. It's between a 1 and 1.5% of the total sales property tax bill. If you live in town and you have, you know, city, it's probably close to 1%. If you live out of town, you don't have a city levy on your tax bill, then it's probably closer to 1.5%. But that's where we were at. We were in that 5 to 7 range, depending on which county you were in. Prior to this change, now we're to that 1, 1.5%. But just for listeners to know, is you'll still see 2 cents on your tax bill when you receive that. After that, we approved for Mead Lumber the main structure package for the project house that the building construction students are building. That was in excess of $50,000, so that had to come in front of the board. We approved a 3-year contract with Arctic Wolf for managed detection and response cybersecurity, and they're just, again, a partner with us, helping us train our faculty and staff on trying to mitigate risks of coming into the system. It also monitors the firewall if we see some intrusion attempts to help us make sure we're making tweaks enough to divert them away from our firewall. And so, unfortunately, it's the cost of doing business, but we got to do our best to protect our students and financial and employee records, and so that's what this piece will help us do. And after that, a couple minor tweaks to some policies just based on some language changes and some classification changes of staff from about 15 years ago that we just noticed there were a couple things that just didn't make sense. So we fixed those, clarified, and then finally just approved a 6-year contract with Canvas, who's our learning management, our online platform, for archiving services, about $12,000 per year for the next 6. And so that really took care of the action items for the last night.
Cabinet reports, a few of those last night as well?
Yep, and one question we're getting is obviously how is the change in the work ethic Camp to ICE, how is it going to impact Mid Plains? And we're still trying to figure that out as well. So we haven't had the opportunity to talk to any officials prior to the announcement, and we haven't had the chance to talk to any after the announcement. So we're still in the learning phase, and we'll do what we can to help however we can. So we're just not sure exactly what that looks like. So that was part of the thing. And then for those longtime community college supporters and people who have paid attention, Tom Perkins, who is kind of like our Kent Miller, been on the Western Nebraska Community College Board for 30-plus years, big advocate, state, local, and national, passed away last week. He was 91. So just our condolences and prayers to our friends at Western Nebraska Community College, and his presence on the community college stage will be missed.
Mr. Daniel Steinman, who is Marketing and Public Information Director, you got some stuff for us?
Yeah, we kind of talked about it at the top of this phone call this morning. Our athletic programs are in full swing. We've got McCook up here in North Platte for the NPCC tournament, and then they'll reverse next week. So North Platte will be in McCook for the McCook tournament. So athletics is kicking off. The NPCC raffle car travels to the middle of Nebraska for the 2025 Nebraska State Fair. The 1972 GMC C10 will be inside the Pinnacle Bank Expo Center for the duration of the fair, then return home for the drawing on September 6th at 2 p.m. So if you haven't bought your tickets, you can go to our website at mpcc.edu and purchase tickets online via debit card.
So last thing I'd mention, too, is that our college rodeo will be September 11th through the 13th here in North Platte, so the MPCC Stampede, where you'll get to see those compete for their first rodeo. I think it's their first rodeo of the season. And so we're excited to have that. But also, that's kind of in conjunction. North Platte is doing their 60th anniversary celebration that weekend as well. So September 14th, you can check our website for more details. And then next year, we'll be kicking off the 100-year celebration for McCook. So some pretty big milestones ahead of us.
That's terrific. Looking forward to that. Next meeting, September meeting, will be back at there at North Platte again coming up next month.
Yes, September 24th, there'll be the budget hearing. We'll kick that off, and then we'll approve the budget. Again, based on the 2-cent levy, the rest of the funding is either tuition fees or state dollars.